Pause recording. Button. Speech off.
Hello, Audioboo. It is 7 o'clock, exactly, on a very dark, Scottish, cold, windy, rainy, sorry you're hearing the floor creaking, day. A very rainy Thursday. A very, like I said, a Scottish day. Only the last 3 days have been really Scottish, as in grey and dark and dreary. Sun doesn't come up till after 8 now. Let's turn on the kettle. So this is what it's come down to. We are at the Advasser Hotel on the Isle of Skye, and we just spent what was to be our last night on Skye. Yep. I'm sure most of you probably know this. Maybe some of you don't. We are going back. There are my shoes and socks. Flying back to Israel out of Heathrow tomorrow. Can't believe it's come to this. As much as I feared this, I was hoping that we could avoid it, that it might not happen. But Rosie, at least for the medium term, long term possibly, can't work as a guide dog anymore. I haven't officially retired her. I'll do that when I get home. I mean, she's still a guide dog, so I'm flying with her as a guide dog. I won't work her a lot, but I'll work her a little. It's just a lot easier. Anyway, I can't retire her here, so I'm going to retire her when I get home. Well, when I get to Israel, I don't know what home is anymore. I have gotten in touch with Guide Dogs Israel. They know it's coming. And they were very sad. Her trainer, well, her head trainer said, the guy that was in charge of her training but didn't directly train her said that he was very sad for me. No, sorry, he said, "I'm really sad for her, but I'm more sad for you," he said to me. Sorry, I'm making a hot chocolate. It's weird, you know, I'm always the type of person who's always warm. I don't feel the cold very much. And for the last 2 days, I haven't been able to get warm. I have heaters and hot drinks and hot soup, and I'm wearing layers of clothes, and I can't get warm. I've been told that some of it is probably kind of shock from the whole thing, and that it's more emotional than physical. That's possibly true. At this point, it's hard for me to know anymore. I pulled out of the course, only got half my tuition back, which I'm grateful for, because normally the university doesn't refund international students, but that in and of itself makes me really angry, because international students pay more than anyone else. Paid £6,500. And so I felt that by rights I should be refunded. But anyway, they did have a committee and meeting and agreed to refund half. Which, when I pulled out, I haven't even done 2 months of the course, but I'm just grateful that I got something. And it's been a nightmare. I can't really describe it in any other way. So I'm trying to make hot chocolate and talk at the same time. It's been a nightmare because we had to cancel. I mean, we basically just not even quite finished putting things in place for the new house. I haven't even done a tour for you all. And the worst people by far to deal with were the letting agents. There's nothing that resembles letting about them. I don't know how they can get away, how such an industry could get away with being so heartless and cruel. It just seems like everything that could possibly go wrong went wrong. Few hours, been in bed, you know, it's a warm bed and everything, and I just couldn't get warm. It's just, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare, especially for Rosie, because she's not well. That's the thing. Yes, you. Poor thing, that worries me more than anything, you know, her suffering. That's why I want to get her treatment as soon as I can. That's why we're going back so quickly. Because I couldn't afford to keep paying the vets here. He charges, you know, even compared to other vets, he just charges unreasonable. Just to show you what kind of vet this is. When we went to the same vet clinic, there was a different vet last year. And to do Rosie's paperwork for flight to the U.S. Anyway, it doesn't matter where she was flying to, it was the same fee. She charged us £19, which I think is, you know, reasonable. Well, for the same thing, he charged us £44. For a series of x-rays, he charged us £400, basically. Now, there was no way I could afford to keep treating her here. He just didn't inspire. I wasn't confident in him. You know, sometimes I had to wonder if he even liked animals. Just didn't seem to, I don't know. But anyway, he said she couldn't work at this point in time, safely. So that was that. I couldn't afford to pay it. Guide Dogs UK wouldn't have helped me financially, which I guess I don't expect them to. She wasn't trained here. They don't know her. I mean, they know her because they're unofficially supporting me, but, you know. And Guide Dogs Israel were happy to help me, but, you know, they can't help me remotely, so. Was that? Apart from the fact that at least for the time being just work couldn't sponsor him here, but anyway, that was secondary once we found out Rosie wasn't well. And I guess I could have survived without a dog if I had to work on campus without a dog, although it's not 100% safe because it's so, you know, rural. There are no footpaths and things. But the point is, I couldn't leave Rosie without treatment. It wasn't about how I could get on. It wasn't about me. All I worried about is wanted to make sure she got treatment. So I had to withdraw from the course. We had to break our lease, break all our contracts with like BT and the internet, and I left my mobile phone running because I'm hoping to come back. Who knows, maybe not to Sky. Although I got to know amazing people here. And I love Sky and I love the community. But challenges of a rural place. This is rural by even by rural standards, if you know what I mean. It's not suburban, it's the sticks. So I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen. I am sad to leave. I'm really sad about my course. The course, as I understand it, has been divided into two groups, and now everybody's feeling much better about it. And I was the one who really advocated strongly for the division, for because there were so many people who had quite strong Gaelic. And I was saying to anyone who'd listen, and they did ask and they did listen, that I think the course should be divided into groups of, you know, do you actually speak Gaelic quite well, then you have one group, and for us pretty much absolute beginners and close to absolute beginners, I have a different group. And I got some people on board with me, and they've done it. It wasn't all thanks to me. They were thinking about it anyway, but we were asked because we've raised it. We gave feedback about it. So now everybody's doing better. I had to leave. So I am, I'll admit it, I am quite depressed and I am feeling sorry for myself. I feel a bit cheated and what breaks my heart is how hard we worked to get here. Jumped through so many hoops and that never felt right, and then how much money this all cost us. I know money isn't everything by any means, but it's something, isn't it? I might be hearing the wind and the sea. Let me see if I can get you to open the window a bit. See if you can hear the water and the wind. It's still dark. Like I said, it doesn't get light here till after 8 now. That's the wind and the sea. sky is a beautiful place. It almost hurts how beautiful it is. Such sheer nature's statement on the land, do you know what I mean? Like, nature's sheer stark beauty. I'll miss it. I am worried about what I'm going to. I'm very worried about the situation in Israel. There are still stabbings most days, not as many as there were 3 or 4 weeks ago. But they're still tragic. And I am scared. Of course, our home is rented out. So my mother, bless her heart, found us a flat. At first, we thought we'd stay with her for a few weeks, which we were dreading, and find a flat then, but a flat became available on her street, actually, and so in the town next to where we were living. Not next door to her, thank goodness. Not next door to her, but in the same street. It wasn't ideal because it's a flat and we wanted either a garden flat or a house so that we could have a garden and we could be close to the outside. But we were only... Oh, shit. Sorry. Tiny bit of hot chocolate dripped. So it's a third floor. It's not a walk up, there's a lift. Although, quite frankly, it wouldn't hurt us to walk up the stairs. Well, we could choose to walk up the stairs. I'm glad there's a lift. And the price is right. It's a bit cheaper than what we're renting our place out for, so we make a bit of change. Not a lot, but I know. Probably about a bit more than £100 or almost $200 change, so. You know, at this point we can use it. It is furnished. It is furnished, so, we don't have to buy a lot in terms of furniture, which is good. We will have to buy a dishwasher and a clothes tumble dryer. But still not as bad as having to buy, you know, a bed and table and chairs and things. And it's quite a big, it's not huge, but it's quite a big apartment, I understand. I'll have to see it. You know how sometimes you get a picture in your head of what a place is going to look like? I'm positive that it's not going to look anything like it because the picture I have in my head is kind of like my older sister's apartment, which it can't possibly look like it, but, you know, kind of got that idea in my head. Hopefully I'll get to do a tour of that. lost my Israeli sim. With all the... pardon me. With all the moves, that got lost, so I blocked it. And I'm going to get a new sim on Sunday. Yeah, Sunday's a business day then. I'm upgrading my phone, so I'll get a new sim. I thought, well, I may take advantage. May as well take advantage of the opportunity. And, I also organized to get the internet and phone line put on. The phone line should be connected today, and the internet is already connected. I know usually you have to provision the line, but the thing is that in Israel, the infrastructure and the content are provided by two different people. You can't, an infrastructure, seller of internet infrastructure can't sell content and vice versa. And y'all might think, oh, what a pain in the ass, you have to deal with two lots of people. Yes, that is so. The upshot of it, of course, is that prices are a lot lower because you could have any ISP with any infrastructure. For example, in the UK, you know, I think, you know, if you're with Virgin, then it's cable, isn't it? And if you're with... BT, then of course it's DSL, and you know, and or in the US, Comcast is cable, I think. So you can't, like, you say, well, I really like this ISP, but I really don't want cable internet or whatever. You could choose infrastructure and ISP completely independent of each other. And there's lots of ISPs. There's two basic infrastructure providers. There's the phone company and the cable company. They have resellers, of course, but that's basically it. But there's tons of ISPs. Not tons, but there's probably, just off the top of my head, I can think of 6 or 7 ISPs. And there's probably more that I don't even know. A lot of things have opened, like this, the mobile phone network opened up a lot, so now there's a lot more companies dealing with that. So prices are going down. So for example, just to give you the a comparison, now remember these are separate things, so... I'm getting from the ISP, this is without infrastructure, but still, from the ISP, I'm getting, now there's no such thing as quotas, you know, there's no, it's not like a quota of like 100 gig per month, there's no limits on that. And also one thing that they're not allowed to do in Israel is put you on a contract. Like if you buy something and you have to pay something off, then yeah, but... They can't say, okay, well, if you take our service out, you have to keep it for at least 6 months or 12 months or 3 years. They can't do that to you anymore. They haven't been for a few years. It's against the law. Because people were holding, you know how it is, they hold you ransom. Because you can't get out of a bloody contract, can you? So just the internet part, the ISP part, for example, I'm getting 100 down. Now, how many up is it? Is it 5? Don't remember. I think it might be 5 up. So the up isn't awesome, but, you know, it's pretty good. And I'm paying... $40 a month for it, so that's $10 or something like 7 pounds. For that. And you add probably the same again, or maybe a bit more for the infrastructure of that size. So you know, that's pretty neat, to be honest. So yeah, we will have fast internet, and it will be much better. The internet we had here on Sky was shite, to be fair. The internet here leaves a lot to be desired. I had so much trouble. I haven't had this much trouble with internet anywhere else in probably like more than 10 years. It's ridiculous how backward this is here. Another thing we'll have in Israel are takeaways. Yeah, so I will do a tour, hopefully, this time. But it's in the center of the small town that my mom lives in, and apparently there's restaurants and cafes and shops all around. It's not on the main road, so it's not noisy, as I understand. Oh, we'll see tomorrow. I can't believe we'll be there tomorrow. So on Sunday, we're getting our router for the internet. We're taking the router from here that we bought to see if we can actually get a bit of internet over there. We might not be compatible. It might be too, like, that line might be too fast for this router. I don't know. Who knows? I'm getting my new, hopefully my new mobile phone on Sunday as well. You know, so there are things to look forward to, but it's just so sad. And of course we'll, you know, start treatment with Rosie straight away as soon as practical. And of course, things like haircuts and things that are so hard to organize here on Sky, because everything is so far away and there's no public transport. So I'm looking forward to that, to getting haircuts, and I'm looking forward to getting my nails done, looking forward to getting my eyebrows done, you know, just. So it's not like there's nothing to look forward to, obviously, but it's not quite what I had in mind, is it? But anyway, I'll keep you posted as things happen. It's just sad that this is how it ends. I think I feel defeated more than anything. I think we both do. Jeff, bless him, still asleep. It's been basically as hard for him as it has on me, you know. He's just calmer about it, but, you know, I get more anxious because I have whole anxiety package to deal with, which is, I will say this again, and I've said this before, a much bigger disability and challenge to me than my lack of eyesight. I've always had anxiety, but it hasn't been so bad. I still think it was always bad, and you know, it was always kind of hindering. But there were times when my anxiety wasn't that bad. Probably in my early 20s. It got bad again later, but oh, I did everything. You know, I did crazy things that I can't even think of doing now. I wish I could go back. Well, in some aspects, like, I wouldn't go back as if, like, I wouldn't go back as in, like, I'd, you know, I wanna keep my life the way it is. I wanna keep take my life with my marriage and everything, but set it back to, like, when I was, not age-wise, but the kind of mindset I had when I was in my 20s, like, you know, early 20s, and have all that courage and all that strength and so much less fear. Fear is paralyzing, and it's the emotion that I feel more than anything. Fear and sadness. Anyway, I've been very compliant with my visa. I've notified the police that I was leaving. From when I withdrew, the university was supposed to report this to the immigration, and then the immigration was supposed to issue me a letter and say, basically, from this and this date you have 60 days to leave. Well, I only took about, from the day I officially withdrew, 8 days. Officially withdrew on the, I suppose it would be 13, well, I suppose it's almost 2 weeks to the day. Yeah, it was Friday when we put the date in, so it's 2 weeks. So I've been pretty good with my visa, and I spoke with the police, and they were very nice. And they were actually, the lady who was there was actually very nice. She's like, I hope to see you again. I'm sorry you had so much trouble, you know. She's been aware of all the mess up that's happened. And I said, I just want to make sure that if I apply for a visa again, I have nothing against my name. She said, absolutely nothing. You know, on the contrary, you've done everything, you know, to the letter, and, you know, I guess they want to trust that you would leave, you know. So, one thing I have to do, the only bit of work I have to do now is to send them a stamp, to send them my passport showing that I've entered another country, but, you know, it's not the UK, obviously. I mean, they said home country, but when I actually queried that, it really didn't matter which country. I could have gone to, I don't know, Thailand. That would have been enough for them, as long as I wasn't in the UK. The college made a big mess with that, because they were going to refund me, and they said that they wouldn't refund me until I showed them that I entered another country. And I'm like, no, that's basically none of your business. Your business ends when you write the letter on saying that you've no longer sponsoring me. If I'm stupid enough to overstay my visa, that's between me and UKVI, UK Visa and Immigration. They went and checked and said, you're right. Of course you're right. You know, once they write a letter reporting me as withdrawn, then their responsibility ends. I could do what I like. I said, I have legally 2 months to stay here. If I wanted to, I could say, you know, nothing's going to happen before the new year. I'm just going to stay here for Christmas. And I would have loved to do that. I would have loved to spend Christmas in the UK, if nothing else. But the point is that I couldn't leave Rosie untreated for that long. I wasn't going to do that to her. What was the point? So I'm just going to go get her taken care of. That's the point. Anyway, if you think I'm sounding calm, I'm probably sounding calm because I'm feeling kind of numb. And I'm feeling devastated. My gut is at, I feel like someone tore my guts out. And I feel this lump in my throat and this noise twisting in my gut, like something horrible. But the surface I'm numb because I can't deal with how devastating this is. So many hopes. It took so much work to come here. I've wanted to be in the UK for so many years. My friends will testify to this. And now I'm leaving, and I hope to be back. I don't know. And who knows if I'll ever have an opportunity again. But I feel on some level I want to be here because I feel that I could make this my home, but I don't ever want to be an international student again. International students get the short end of the stick all the time, so I don't know what will happen. I mean, I'm not saying that I wouldn't want to be a student, but if another opportunity comes, I would prefer not to be an international student. I'm not saying I never will, I'm saying I wouldn't want to. Maybe if the EU passport comes through, or maybe if Jeff gets sponsored at some later date, I would prefer these options. So, I will leave you now in peace. I want to thank all of you for supporting me. I've gotten so many comments and messages and so much support on Facebook, and, you know, I don't know why people say that online friends can't be real friends, because so many of you are, and so many of you have helped me and are still helping me. And I really need you guys, and I appreciate you guys, and I still really need you guys, because it's really hard right now. So thanks, and we'll keep you posted. So long, UK. So long, Scotland. Hope to be back.
Speech on. Pause recording.